The next patient is Celia Reed. The last name is R-E-E-D, like in Delta. First name, Celia, C-E-L-I-A. This is a clinical case of a 59-year-old white female, a patient of Mrs. Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, A-R-M-P. Referred to the office because of a chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, period. The patient has a history of liver cirrhosis that is associated to ethanol abuse, comma, a history of hepatitis C that was treated, and another comorbidities include hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, hypomagnesemia, anemia. The patient is referred to this office because there is a variation in the creatinine clearance. In March of 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.25. And recently, in November, the creatinine went up to 1.8. They have determined the macroalbumin creatinine ratio that is within normal limits. We don't have a quantification of the non-selective proteinuria, period. The patient has been treated with the spironolactone 50 milligrams every day, a propranolol 20 milligrams every day, lactulose on PRN basis, and the administration of thiamine, period. The impression is that the patient has hemodynamic changes, most likely associated to the diuretic therapy. Whether or not the patient has some deregulation changes in the kidney associated to liver cirrhosis is another possibility. The retroperitoneal ultrasound fails to show any pathology in the kidneys, no evidence of obstruction or crystallization. Period. The recommendations regarding the liver cirrhosis are a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, the administration of furosemide on PRN basis, instructions regarding the body weight, that she has to lose 7 pounds. She will be taking the furosemide while she is over 150 pounds. At that time, this loop diuretic will be given only if she weighs more than 150 pounds. The lactulose should be taken at least every other day in order to avoid constipation and hepatic encephalopathy. Number two, the patient has anemia that was iron deficiency anemia that is treated by the Florida Cancer Center. A following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, following number. The patient has hypomagnesemia that is most likely associated to the use of pantoprazole. We are going to request the gastroenterology to change to famotidine. following number, hyperuricemia most likely associated to the diuretic use. We are going to monitor this hyperuricemia before we start any type of therapy. Overall, this patient has been recommended to stay away from industrial production of food. Use a plant-based diet, preferably. We're going to reevaluate that at the laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation.